After a day-long pause for Yom Kippur, the biggest trial so far in the investigation into last year's Capitol insurrection is underway once again today. The federal government has been laying out a seditious conspiracy charge against the extremist militant group known as the Oath Keepers. Earlier this week, prosecutors played a recording of Oath Keeper Kelly Meggs explaining which weapons could be legally carried into Washington, D.C.
Pepper spray is legal, tasers are legal, and stun guns are legal. And it doesn't hurt to have a lead pipe with a flag on it.
Pepper spray, tasers, stun guns. The recording was made in November 2020, soon after the presidential election. NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson is at the courthouse in D.C. And Carrie, today we heard more from the government's first witness, FBI agent Michael Palian. What else did he say today?
Yeah, Michael Palian is the lead case agent, one of the leads investigating the Oath Keepers and this alleged plot to overturn the 2020 election by using force. He described evidence the FBI found in searches of the defendants' homes and their telephones. This morning, he talked about an operations plan from December 2020. This plan discussed having weapons available that could be rapidly introduced into this mission area. And he also presented evidence that some of the defendants tried to make plans for a boat to be available on January 6th to carry weapons across the river into Washington, D.C. He showed some messages from defendant Thomas Caldwell, who's portrayed himself as an elderly man who has a hard time walking, and that has said he's more concerned about porta potties than a violent insurrection, to try to explain why the FBI thought Caldwell was a threat. He testified this morning. Caldwell wrote on the night of January 6th, quote, "If we had guns, I guarantee we would have killed 100 politicians."
Wow. So there are several defendants on trial here, but a man named Stuart Rhodes is the marquee name. He's the founder of the Oath Keepers. And today there was testimony from a former Oath Keeper who talked about his interactions with Rhodes. Did that shed any new light on January 6th?
Yes, this man is John Zimmerman. He signed up with the Oath Keepers in 2020 because he said he was concerned about possible violence from left-wing groups like Antifa. He took part in a rally for former President Trump in 2020 and then came to Washington for the Million MAGA March in November 2020. But he says he had a falling out with Stuart Rhodes because Rhodes allegedly wanted these Oath Keepers to dress up like elderly people and women with baby carriages to try to draw out attacks from Antifa. And then the plan was to then administer a beatdown to these Antifa protesters. Zimmerman said that made no sense to him. That's not what he signed up for. He didn't come to Washington, D.C. in January 21 because he had COVID, and he very briefly testified he thought Stuart Rhodes may have been in touch with a Secret Service agent in 2020. Rhodes said it was a federal agent, but this witness didn't hear the other end of the conversation, and the Justice Department did not dwell on it in the opening.
Well, let's talk about Rhodes' defense here. His lawyers have said he was actually there to enforce the law, not to break it. Can you explain exactly what their argument has been thus far?
Yeah, Rhodes' lawyers say their client used bombastic language, but that's all protected by free speech. They say Rhodes loves the Constitution in this country. He wanted to protect Trump allies on January 6th and to provide security for those VIPs, not launch a violent rebellion against the government. Remember, Stuart Rhodes never entered the Capitol that day, but prosecutors say he acted kind of like a battlefield general, standing outside on the Capitol grounds and surveying his troops and allegedly communicating with them about what to do if and when they got inside that building.
Well, as I said, this is the biggest January 6th trial yet. What other witnesses do you think we will be hearing from, and when do you think it might wrap up and we'll get a verdict?
Oh, wow, Peter. The government says it has 40 witnesses in all. We're just on witness number two right now. This trial could last 4 to 6 weeks. We do expect the lead defendant, Stuart Rhodes, to take the stand in his own defense. And defense lawyers are signaling part of their strategy may be to try to bog down this government case with lots of objections and quibbles that could test the patience of this judge, Amit Mehta, and possibly the jury, too. So even though we're scheduled for a 4 to 6 week trial, it wouldn't surprise me if we went longer. The question right now is, are we going to be done by Thanksgiving, Peter? I'm just not sure.
I'm sure we'll have you back. You can tell us more then. NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson, thank you very much.
My pleasure.